Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Is it a ritual or is it something with policy considerations? Just breaking, Iran's president called Israel a racist government at a United Nations racism conference, prompting Western delegates to walk out. The U.S. says it will boycott the conference along with Israel, much as they did 8 years ago during the last U.N. forum on racism in Durban, South Africa. Joining us from Jerusalem is Isabel Kirshner, a correspondent in Jerusalem for The New York Times. The conference is being held in Geneva. Isabel, what's the reaction in Israel? I can't imagine this is too much of a surprise, but there are details and implications here, right?
Yes. Well, there isn't a great surprise in Jerusalem, but there's quite a bit of anger and deep dismay among the leadership here. At the conference itself, Israel lobbied very strongly for other countries to boycott the conference, as it feared it would become a forum for what it would see as an Israel-bashing conference. That's how the Durban conference originally 8 years ago was seen. And the leaders expressed their gratitude to countries that did boycott the conference. But then on Sunday evening, when the Swiss president actually welcomed and met with the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad, that sparked even more furore in Jerusalem, Switzerland being a neutral country. And another element added to this pot, coincidentally, I believe, is that this is all taking place on the eve of Israel's annual Holocaust Memorial Day. So it's also a very sensitive time of year, a very somber time of year, and it's just another ingredient that has added to the general anger here.
Now, this also is timed for right in the middle of the Iranian presidential election, and so it's possible that Ahmadinejad was speaking more to the domestic audience in Iran than he was to anyone at the actual conference. Does politics on both sides, domestically in Israel, in the United States, in Iran, prevent any kind of a debate, a constructive debate, from taking place on any of these issues?
Well, Israel, as you know, has its own rather huge issues with Iran. And in the background of all of this is the long-standing Israeli campaign to try and rally the rest of the world to support it in stopping Iran becoming a nuclear power, and specifically, you know, the weaponization, a nuclear-armed state. The fact that Ahmadinejad has contributed to the fears in Israel by stating his desire to see Israel disappear from the map has certainly, I'd say, raised the level of rhetoric generally to the point where there can't be a very nuanced debate, no.
The U.S. boycotted this conference. That was not a surprise. Any other countries part of this boycott who were additions this time around in the last few seconds?
I cannot answer that question. There are countries, New Zealand and several other countries, that have joined the United States in boycotting the conference. I can say that the Prime Minister here, Netanyahu, and the President of Israel, Peres, and the Foreign Minister, Lieberman, who is a controversial figure in himself, have all publicly expressed their gratitude to those countries.
Right. Well, thanks for giving us an update. Isabel Kirshner, correspondent in Jerusalem for The New York Times on the racism conference in Geneva.